consider the following. If the world as a whole were as wealthy as the United States is now, there would be more than 5 times as many scientists and engineers contributing to ideas which benefit everyone, which are shared by everyone. I think of the great Indian mathematician, Ramanujan. How many Ramanujans are there in India today, toiling in the fields, barely able to feed themselves when they could be feeding the world? Now, we're not there yet, but it is going to happen in this century. If you think the real tragedy of the last century is this. If you think about the world, the world's population as a giant computer, a massively parallel processor, then the great tragedy has been that billions of our processors have been offline. But in this century, China is coming online. India is coming online. Africa is coming online. We will see an Einstein in Africa in this century. Here's just some data. This is China. 1996, less than 1 million new university students in China per year. 2006, over 5 million. Now think what this means. This means we all benefit when another country gets rich. We should not fear other countries becoming wealthy. That is something that we should embrace. A wealthy China, a wealthy India, a wealthy Africa. I mean, a greater demand for ideas, those larger markets I was talking about earlier, and a greater supply of ideas for the world.